hammer time. Go with the
funk. Good morning, Buffalo. Good morning, Western New York. It's Dominic Cortez, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez.
Call Cortez, your man for home improvement. Celebrating 30 years on the radio in Buffalo, it's the Home Improvement Hour on WBEN with Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, and good morning, West New York and Southern Ontario. It's Dominic Cortez in studio with a very special show for you today here on WBEN. I've got in studio Mickey Kearns, our Erie County Clerk, and Ed Rath, Erie County Legislator. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. I invited these gentlemen in to kind of update our listening audience on the status of what's going on with zombie homes around Erie County. And I think you're familiar with the term zombie. Zombie referring to a house that's been sitting empty and possibly in foreclosure for long periods of time. And the Erie County Clerk has kind of adopted this as a cause. And for just cause, Mickey, these houses are vacant. Not only do they lead to rack and ruin for our neighborhoods, but they don't do much for the coffers of the county government as well.
It's very costly. You know, prior to coming in, when I was driving in, we just was talking to Peter Hunt, and I love listening to about development and real estate. And you know, I always say, you not only buy the house, you buy the neighborhood.
Amen.
And as you know, in the work that you do, our community is so important. And anytime there's a vacant and abandoned house, we talked earlier about Clarence, Orchard Park, West Seneca, Lackawanna, Buffalo, anywhere in the North Towns. To me, if I lived next door to that house, I would be very concerned. We do know there was a book written, The Subprime Virus, that within a quarter mile radius of a vacant and abandoned house, it doesn't even have to be on your street, you're losing equity in your home. And that's that's lost.
It's a degradation of a neighborhood beyond the property. But the biggest thing that I have seen with zombie houses and what the banks just seem not to get is that the longer a house sits empty, the more expensive it's going to be to bring it online. So having said that, why wouldn't they want to react quicker when something's going into foreclosure, or maybe work with the homeowner to save them from having to leave their house?
Well, many of the banks are now doing that. We started the Erie County Foreclosure Task Force. We're partnering with West New York Law Center. We're actually bringing banks to the table. We have national banks like Wells Fargo that fly in from New York City to participate in these meetings. Of course, the local banks, M&T Bank, Evans National Bank, lots of good banks locally that we know the people. They're a little bit easier to get a hold of. But remember, we have service providers, people that maintain the properties on behalf of the banks. It's a very complex system. And I believe, we talked about this earlier, before the recession, before the housing crisis, where you know the country almost went bankrupt over this issue, when they were securitizing these loans, and they were Class D loans, that the banks were never, their business model was never there to handle what is happening today.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've got a handle on most of what we would call zombie around Western New York, around Erie County. But there are certain regions, towns within our region, that are a little bit more remote, if you will, smaller towns. Houses are more isolated, more set back perhaps on more acreage. Those are the ones who truly have a hard time putting your finger on. Isn't that true?
Absolutely. And the Attorney General 2.0, the new Attorney General, just announced her funding for many of the areas were a little bit more dense, such as Cheektowaga and Buffalo. But some of those forgotten communities like Evans and the town of Boston and the smaller communities. So we went to the legislature, and I know Legislator Rath is here, and asked them for funding to partner with the West New York Law Center so we can go out and we can help those supervisors and we can help those communities. And if there's anyone listening, we do have a website, Erie County Clerk Zombies. You go to that website and you can make a complaint, and we will call you and we will follow up on that complaint. And also, you have the opportunity through the Department of Financial Services to file a complaint about a vacant and abandoned property with the state of New York.
want to talk about this law center that you mentioned, but we also want to invite our listeners to participate in the program, especially if you do have a zombie in your neighborhood. Mickey would like to know about it, put it on his list to identify whether it's been actually part of the system yet or not. So pick up the phone right now and give us a call at 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls at *930. Text us at 30930. Again, if you have a zombie in your neighborhood, we want to hear from you right now at 803-0930. Ed?
Yeah, one of the things about zombie properties in neighborhoods is very personal for me in the sense that we've had two of them right in my neighborhood in Williamsville. And
I had two on my street.
They are everywhere. And I recall from many other conversations with you, with conversations with Mickey, that people call in and say that this creates an unsafe environment in our neighborhood. This really cuts into our quality of life. And also, it is, in many ways, I think, a threat to the well-being and the value of people's properties.
Yes.
So what we've done in the county legislature is partnered with Mickey for the past 4 years and sponsored many resolutions. We've actually allocated excess surplus money to support Mickey and his initiatives across all of the communities of Erie County. And everyone has a story about a zombie property. Now we have a solution to fix the zombie property concern all across Erie County.
And you know, I have to say, it's not always the case that the banks are really on top of maintaining or at least keeping the property safe. In one case in my neighborhood, the neighbor across the street was so disgusted with how poorly the property was being maintained, he took it upon himself to go across the street and mow the lawn every week during the summer, just so at least the lawn was mowed.
Well, and you know, that's the exterior of the house. And
yeah, there you
certainly
go.
That's the first thing that people notice. And you could have rats, you could have whatever type of diseases that come along with a house that is not properly maintained. But think about behind those walls.
Exactly.
And what you have that could be an absolute real crisis of mold, disease.
I told you about the story about the house on Roll and Newhouse in Clarence that had been empty for some time and filled with water in the basement, and mold infiltrated all the way up the drywall on the first floor. They went as far as to gut the drywall out on the first floor. But, you know, being as much as I know about housing, you would never want to buy a house like that for what might come later down the road when it's redeveloped and refinished.
Earlier on, we were talking about what caused this, and part of it was the housing crisis. And a decade ago, people were getting mortgages that they couldn't afford. People were getting into houses that were significantly more than they had the resources to support. Well, now, and at that point, we had close to 1,000 houses that we knew of that were in the foreclosure process, almost $1 billion of assessed valuation. We have cut into that number significantly from Mickey's leadership, his partnership with us in the county legislature, the state has stepped up. It's getting better, but there's still a tremendous amount of work to be done. And through what we've been working on, the banks now feel the heat to maintain these properties. The county has partnered with them in the sense of using the land bank, which also is another strategy that we can use. But at the end of the day, more zombie properties are coming forward day after day. We need to stay focused and vigilant in fighting this problem.
Again, if you'd like to participate in the program, we would welcome your call right now at 803-0930. If you have a zombie in your neighborhood, we'd like to know about it. If you'd like to speak to our county clerk, Mickey Kern, or, of course, Ed Rath, our Erie County legislator, you are welcome to do so right now here on WBEN. Pick up the phone and give us a call. Good morning from Dominic Ortiz, 803-0930 and 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls at *930. Text us at 30930. You can always email me, hammertime@cortiz.net. Check out the Cortiz website. Everything we do is there. Room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations, our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line, Better Living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, our brand new small renovations division, our handyman service, and it's all there for you at Cortiz.net. Good morning from Dominic Cortiz. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to chat with Richard Greco, the manager of the Lakeshore Savings Bank on Main Street in Snyder. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you?
Good. Lakeshore Savings Bank, you know, unique to the banking world in a way with the discussion that we're talking about, because, guys, Lakeshore does not sell their mortgages. They keep their mortgages. They maintain them. I think we could probably safely say that Lakeshore does not have a big zombie house issue. Isn't that right, Richard?
That is correct. I was a little nervous waiting on the call here to come on after you're talking about this morning on your show, but correct, we do not, and we're proud of that fact.
Exactly, and it's all that local hometown connection that makes a big difference. These out-of-town banks really don't have much of an interest in Western New York, and that leads to part of this problem. Of course, Lakeshore Savings Bank's been around for 128 years, and they're here to service your banking needs, your mortgages, home equity lines of credit, and a big supporter of the community in a lot of ways, Richard, including coming up in a couple weeks, a fundraiser for Mikey's Way.
That is correct. Mikey was a young man who passed away several years ago of cancer, started a foundation through Make-A-Wish, where he continues to this day, his father and family and banks like Lakeshore Savings and many community partners, in raising funds to purchase electronics that we then take down to Oshai's Children's Hospital in Roswell Park, and the children in the pediatric units can select some sort of gaming computer, iPad, that takes their mind and is a nice distraction from what they're going through in terms of the medications they're taking and so on. It's wonderful for them. Their families bring smiles to their faces. And we will be starting, as you said, in a couple weeks, October 1st, selling tickets for a wonderful fundraiser that we will have down at the Bricks Winery down in West Main Road in Portland, New York, from 5 to 8 on that particular Saturday. Chefs will be providing the food as they always do, and it kicks off the month of October to raise as many funds as possible for this wonderful cause. And folks out there in Western New York can also come into any of our branches in Chautauqua and Erie County and make donations and or purchase tickets for that event on October 12th.
Okay. Thanks for sharing that information for us. And give us the phone number there of the Snyder branch, please.
It is 898-2101, 898-2101. And as usual, I want to just wish you and everyone in Western New York a wonderful weekend. Go Bills. And it looks like we'll have 80-degree temperatures and sunny weather for a wonderful national broadcast of the Bills game tomorrow.
Very good. Well said. For 128 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
Come and meet me down by the shore.
Lakeshore. I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again. As the weather cools down outside, you'll be warm and comfortable inside when you get a recliner, sofa, or lift chair with heat and massage. Now, when you're watching your favorite team, win or lose, you'll be comfortable, and no matter what your home looks like, with 700 fabric choices, we can build it to your taste. Stop in and see our huge selection of furniture, dining tables, and two-sided reversible mattresses. If you think you can find it cheaper online, Town & Country price matches Amazon and Wayfair every time, so you can still get the best price and buy local. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the village of Hamburg. Delivery is always free. Make sure to check out our brand new website too. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable and affordable again.
Well, fall is right around the corner, and what better place is there for you to finish up those outdoor projects than with the folks at Scranton Surrey Builder Supply and United Materials, where professional advice, service, and creativity move your project forward. Scranton Surrey Builder Supply and United Materials will help you extend the season with our gas burner fire pits, outdoor kitchens, bars, Infratech outdoor heaters. Those are amazing. Bring indoor comfort to outdoor living. Both locations are open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Saturdays are open till noon, and with the area's largest outdoor living space on display 24/7, our team will be there for you at Scranton Surrey Builder Supply on Walden, just east of Transit in Depew, or United Materials on Young Street in Tonawanda. Stop in today. We're here to help you complete that outdoor living space you've longed for and to improve your home's ambiance. Let us become your one-stop supplier of construction materials, and remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hello, Dr. Kathleen Kasachi here to let Western New York know that September is Dental Implant Awareness Month. Wheatfield Family Dentistry is celebrating by providing implant consultations and any needed records at no charge during September. We want to know, what is your reason to smile? We'll be holding free implant seminars Wednesday, September 25th at 6:30 and Friday, September 27th at 1. Sign up today by calling 694-1777. That's 694-1777. Or visit us on the web at drkathy.com.
RV shoppers, it's the Myers Emergency RV Liquidation Sale at the Erie County Fairgrounds in Hamburg. Wednesday, September 25th through Sunday the 29th. Don't miss the biggest sale of the year. Over 150 new and used RVs with our lowest prices ever. Everything must go. 2020 XLR Boost, just $18,935 or $198 a month. That's almost $11,000 off. Free giveaways, prices, admission, and free parking. September 25th through the 29th at the Erie County Fairgrounds. 5820 South Park Avenue in Hamburg. Go to MyersRVSuperstores.com for details. We won't be undersold.
Well, when it comes to haunted houses, fall is the time of year to have them. So if you've got a roof full of holes or one that's missing a bunch of shingles, then your house is in style right now. Hi, it's Dominic Cortez, and no one wants to live in a house that looks haunted. And if you're ready to finally take care of your roof problems, call the people that fix them right. Call Ava Roofing. Ava works year-round, no matter the weather. So while the seasonal guys are putting away their gear, if you call Ava right now, you'll get the same superior service and winter and value winter, spring, summer, and fall. Now, one of the things I love about Ava is that they're always an expert foreman on every job to ensure that your house looks and functions perfectly. Ava Roofing is the place to call for the on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing that you'll receive. You'll always be happy with Ava's clean, prompt service. And oh, by the way, they're fully insured. For roof replacement or repair, call 990-4793. That's 990-4793. Call them today to schedule for a free estimate. Go to avaroofing.com. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:24 is the time on Hammer Time Radio. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. My guest in studio is our county clerk, Mickey Kearns, and our county legislator, Edward Rath, and we're speaking about zombie homes. Zombie is not an acronym, and we've got a texter that writes, I like Mickey Kearns, but it's ridiculous for Erie County to use the word zombie. It's so unprofessional. And then in parentheses, they say, like your show. I have to mention that. Thank you for sharing that. Zombie is not an acronym, but you've kind of turned it into one.
Correct. In partnering with the West New York Law Center, we're saying now Z, zero talents. We're trying to open up the lines of communication. We need municipal participation, bank accountability. We want investment back in our neighborhood. We're trying to engage and educate the community. And the biggest thing is, which everybody wants, is just a solution to the problem. If you live next door to a zombie property, you just want something done. And that's why we came up with the word zombie.
Okay. But again, it's not an acronym. It's just been turned into one. It's actually kind of a commonly used term across the country to describe what
Correct.
We're talking about.
Correct.
You did not come up with that name. To the falls we go, and Sue, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good, Susan. What can we do for you?
Yes, I'd like to, is this Mr. Kearns I'm addressing? Or?
Yes, you are. Speaking to Mr. Kearns and Ed Rath.
For the help you're doing and a lot of other things. But we've had a zombie here, a very dear friend of ours. We used to take care of his property daily for him before he passed. His wife passed first, so make a long story short, he passed away, and none of the family could figure out who was going to take care of the house, so they kind of dropped it. And the bank, supposedly, I called downtown wondering why the grass was getting cut. The fence fell over. It looked horrible, so we were taking care of it still. But my husband and I are disabled, and we're in our 60s, and it's getting harder and harder, you know? So I said, you know, we're taxpayers. We pay a lot of taxes here in our area in LaSalle. And I said, I'm taking care of my own property. I can't keep up with this. So they said, well, there's not much you can do, you know, that kind of stuff. They finally sent someone out to the bank. But first, they send out a crew to change the locks on the door. Shortly after that, this is what's terrible, is a van pulls up with a couple, a young couple and some friends, and said, we purchased the house. Now, we can't prove they didn't, okay? they had keys to get in. The only way they could have got the keys is from the company from the bank that changed the locks and either sold them to them or made copies. I found out there is a scam going on all over Niagara Falls like this. I found out from the police. So they got in. They worked all day in broad daylight, cleaned all the good stuff out of the house. He had stereos. He was a hoarder, and he kept buying TVs and stereos and expensive items. They cleaned out his house and tossed it. They came to do it one day, and I said, where's the couple that's moving in? They said, nobody bought the house.
Interesting.
You crazy? So the guy came back in broad daylight, snuck behind the house. We saw him, stole the car out of the garage in front of us. We called the police. Police took 25 minutes to get here. They're busy. And by the time they got here, all I heard was, we don't even know a crime's been committed. I said, are you serious? And so then they said to me, well, you know, this is going on all over the city. There's not much you could do. Are you serious?
Wow.
Well, listen, when I was in Albany, that's why we passed the Foreclosure Relief Act. That's unacceptable. And number one, the bank is responsible. If you just go to erie.gov/clerk, email me that address, and we'll get some information for you on that and your telephone number. But number one, you have a right under that law that we passed in Albany through the Department of Financial Services website, file a complaint. They have to answer and they have to get back to you. If they don't, let me know. Number two, call your inspectors, call the city of Niagara Falls. You get them out there. They have to inspect that property three times.
They said there's nothing they could do that bank.
There is something they can do. You know what? Let me know. I'll look into it. I don't care if it's Niagara County or any other county. I'll look into it for you.
I can give you the address. It's 829 91st Street. I want everyone to know. In Niagara Falls, New York. Okay? And the house is getting worse and worse. And that man took pride in that home. And the foundation.
How long has it been empty, Sue?
It's been empty about 3 years almost now.
That's unacceptable. Is there any posting on the house? According to the law, there should be a posting of a servicer or the person who's supposed to be maintaining the property. Is there anything posted on the property?
It's a bank called Something Trust out of Louisiana.
Yeah.
There's some bank. And I called them, and they said, we can't give you any information because you don't own the house. The bank is a holding company that has it.
Yeah, well, it's unacceptable.
Sue, your challenge that you're faced with in your neighborhood is very similar to what people are faced across Western New York. One thing I want to add, though, is that I will take the information of 829 91st Street in Niagara Falls, and I'll forward that to the Western New York Law Center. Mickey and I work very closely together because those are the experts who are literally armed with all the tools necessary to fight, if it's to help with law enforcement, if it's to pressure the banks, if it's to get this property improved. So we will take this information and we'll forward it to the Western New York Law Center, and they can be proactive to step up because they're designed to do this.
But I need you to email me still. I want to stay in touch with you. Contact me.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you have reciprocal understandings and agreements with the Niagara County legislator and the Niagara County clerk as well.
I work very closely with the Niagara County clerk. He's a great guy. Joe's a great guy. Unfortunately, our contract, we are leading the state when it comes to this. Our contract is just for Erie County, but I always try to help any other county or any other person that's in need.
It is the bottom of the hour. Time for the top of the news. Brendan Keeney standing by with the latest from the WBN Newsroom. Good morning, Brendan.
It's 10:30 from the WBEN Newsroom. I'm Brendan Keeney, and here are your top stories for Saturday, September 21st. WBEN has confirmed that one man is dead following an early morning stabbing outside of the Vulcan Mini Mart in the town of Tonawanda. Police are searching for a suspect, and they haven't released any other details at this time. A missing Fort Erie man is now wanted on charges for attempted murder. Last night, Canadian law enforcement was called to the Niagara River after reports of three people in distress. Police say that a bystander helped rescue a 29-year-old woman and a young child, both of whom were taken to the hospital. The woman was brought in critical condition, while the child was brought in for an assessment. 28-year-old Joshua Raymond Douglas Brooks remains missing, and law enforcement says there are reasonable grounds for the arrest of this man for attempted murder. murder, and they are also continuing their search for him this morning. To view a picture of Brooks, you can head over to WBEN.com. It's been more than 260 days since the Bills played a regular season game at New Era Field, and the team's 2-0 start has them excited to play in front of Bills Mafia.
It's great to see all the people coming together to support the team, people coming from all over the place to support our team, and it's fun to watch. And when I did go out there, it's very tempting, and I've been offered quite a few things, you name it, some a little bit outside the box, but I'm not able to accept it just because I got a little work to do.
Kickoff is set for 1 o'clock. And now a look at the WBEN First Alert forecast today. Another beautiful one. Mostly sunny skies and very warm. We will see spots of thunderstorms in the southern tier later on this afternoon, a high of 82. Tonight, clouds will start to move in with lows in the high 60s. Tomorrow, we'll see overcast conditions for the game with breezy and humid conditions, a high of 84 degrees. And then on Monday, a couple of showers are possible with highs in the low 70s. It's currently 74 degrees. Degrees and mostly sunny in Buffalo. I'm Brendan Keeney, News Radio 930, WBEN and WBEN.com. Follow us on Twitter at News Radio 930.
If you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, then more than likely a bathroom renovation is in your future. Hello, it's Dominic Cortez here. People love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom, and the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City Glass has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Now make sure you look at Basco, shower doors of elegance, and a wide array of hardware in loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom. Make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass. 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Make sure you visit the showroom in Willitzer Park and tell them Dominic sent you. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
This October 1st, you have an incredible opportunity to see legendary comedian Carol Burnett live at Shays Performing Arts Center. Carol Burnett. An evening of laughter and reflection, where Carol shares true reflections and memorable clips from her illustrious career. And the audience gets to ask questions in a fun, nostalgic experience and get those spontaneous, unfiltered answers back from Carol. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Get your tickets today.
Traditional, single-stage furnaces work well for many homes, and they cost less than their more sophisticated siblings. But they just got more expensive because of new efficiency standards. This just took effect in July, so there are still some units available at lower prices. But once they're gone, well, you know, Emerald has them if you're looking to save a few hundred bucks.
Comfort is always on call.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino from Senior Radio Buffalo. Come join the fun Saturday, September 28th at the Fall Festival, hosted by The Belvedere, a renaissance in active adult living at 375 Harris Hill Road. Prizes include a flat-screen TV and Apple iPad. Meet Buffalo Bills alumni favorite Lupercone and get great info from Experimax, Andrews Estate Service, Morgan Stanley, Univera Healthcare, and more. That's the Fall Festival at The Belvedere, Saturday, September 28th from 10 to 3. See you there.
Hi, it's Dan Couts. Couts Financial. If you're an adult between the ages of 50 and 70 and are concerned with your retirement and financial future, then please pay attention. I will be teaching an educational course on retirement planning. Learn how to design a retirement that meets your goals. Determine the amount of money you'll need to retire. Make a plan to relieve the anxiety of retirement. At Hilbert College in the South Towns and the University of Buffalo in the North Towns, seating is limited and the classes do fill up. So please register now by calling 408-0487. Again, that's 408-0487.
Kenny Carpets is the most loved carpet and floor store in Buffalo. And there's a reason. Because Kenny has been beautifying homes since 1960.
To the Kenny Carpets.
The most popular sale in our history is on right now. Stain-free carpet installed with pad, just $2.22 a square foot. It's true, just $2.22. It's the world's greatest stain-free carpet with three different warranties for just $2.22. It's true. Just $2.22 only at Kenny Carpets and Floors. $2.22. And that price includes installation and carpet pad. It's true. Just $2.22.
To the Kenny Carpets.
Ask your kids, your pets, your mom, and your neighbor. There's a reason Kenny is Buffalo's most loved carpet and floor store. It's selection, service, and installation. And $2.22. It's true.
To the Kenny Carpets.
To the Kenny.
What do you store in your garage? Your cars, your bikes, maybe some furniture. But what is all that stuff sitting on? Yeah, take a good look at your garage floor. Is it ugly and pitted? Well, I can tell you how you can transform your garage with a Gorilla Floor. It's a state-of-the-art overlay coating with long-lasting durability, a beautiful look, and easy maintenance. Gorilla Garage Gear will diamond grind that concrete surface and add a high-tech durable top coat that seals and protects the floor against long-term wear and tear. They did mine. It looks amazing, and it's so easy to keep clean. Gorilla Garage Gear will provide your floor with that look, with a gorgeous appearance, and it won't track dust and dirt into your house. Gorilla floors can be designed from a wide variety of styles and colors, and each comes with a 15-year warranty. That's right, 15 years. Again, they did my garage floor. They did my back porch. Couldn't be happier with my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear. Now, when you call them and you tell them Dominic sent you, they'll give you $200 off your Gorilla floor and $300 off your Gorilla storage cabinetry and also garage doors. Here's the number, 715-6927. That's 715-6927. Call Joe Afalo today and have his team at Gorilla Garage Gear come out and take care of your garage like they did mine. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:38 is the time here on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez in studio with Mickey Kearns, our Erie County Clerk, and from the Erie County Legislator, Edward Rath. And we're speaking about zombie homes, and we're asking you to participate in the program. If you have a zombie in your neighborhood, we want to know about it, 803-0930. We're actually taking addresses. If you know of one that you can quickly get the address to us, we would like to know about it as Mickey is following up on these calls and acting on them. A texter writes, is it true that the occupants of a house in foreclosure do not have to move until the new owner evicts them?
So if you are the owner and the bank files the foreclosure, which is called the Liz Pendant in the Erie County Clerk's Office, no, you do not have to leave the house. I had a bill in the assembly, and it was basically very simple. Stay in your home. It's better for the neighborhood. It's better for the homeowner. And until that process is complete, you may be able to work out an arrangement with the bank to streamline some of your issues. But no, you do not have to leave.
But there's another side to that story, mm-hmm. though, Mickey. And you've heard stories of that homeowner who does not leave, but systematically strips the house of all of its value by removing everything out of it.
And listen, until that foreclosure is complete, they are the owner of the house, and the bank files that lien in that clerk's office. And like I said, I think that's very unethical.
Yes.
That someone that does that, knowing they're going through that situation, I don't condone that. However, I've had situations where I've had single mothers, they've got kids that have to go to school, they receive a foreclosure notice in July, the kids
yes.
have to go to school back in September, and I would convey to them, stay in the home until you can get this worked out. If you have to leave, we want to have a turnaround, that's why you have short sales. Get that
right.
back on the market.
So the one story that comes to mind, a newer house in Lancaster, probably was only under 10 years old. They were foreclosed. It took 4 years, I guess, for the whole process. And that's one, I'm sure, at the core of this whole problem is how long this takes, right? So 4 years for this whole thing to turn around. But in that time frame, they removed everything of value in the house. The plumbing fixtures, the kitchen cabinetry, the doors, the railings, the light fixtures. When you walk into this house, it looked like it was not yet completed. It was partially under construction.
It's unacceptable. I mean,
right.
that's we can't legislate ethics.
Right,
believe me, coming from Albany, I know that.
However, one thing I want to add, and this is because of Sue's call and what happened in her neighborhood, is I think we need to work on a way in which we can notify law enforcement of zombie properties. And
is there a crime being committed, though?
Well, the question is to track them and to pay attention to the houses and to see if there's people coming and going who aren't the owners.
But that's a good question, isn't it? Is there a crime being committed?
Yes, because here's the thing. When I went to Albany, my first bill was a good neighbor bill, and all I wanted is the neighbors adjacent to the property to know what was going on. Be a good neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And that posting is so important. The banks fought me on that for many years. But the posting is so important because you know who's in charge of the maintenance. And if that person is left, it gives an indication to the neighbors who are next door that if kids can't get in the property or someone who's not supposed to be there. If you are not the owner of the property or you are not the bank, you are not allowed in that house or on that property.
To DePue we go. And Dale, good morning. You're next on WBEN.
Yes, I'd like to know, there's a zombie property next to my mother's house, and I don't know who the bank owner is or who owns it, and there's trees on the property that need to come down, and my mother's house is within reach of these trees.
What's the address, Dale?
2798 George Urban in DePue.
Oh, that's not too far from our office.
And can you email me, too, your contact information so we can get back to you?
Sure.
We'll get on it. We'll get on it. And we'll find out. We'll let you know who. That's one of the great things about the West New York Law Center. They do the research so we can find out where it is in the foreclosure process, who the bank is, who is responsible for this property. And once they know that you're following through, Dominic, you said sometimes these houses hide in plain sight.
Right.
Because the grass is cut, that we can get that information to you. But it's important because it's bringing down the value. And in this situation, which we find, it's dangerous to the neighbors adjacent with those trees.
I'm trying to picture, Dale. You said
2798.
So we're at 2300. So that would be same side of the street. Is it closer to Union?
No, go towards Transit.
Oh, the other way. Okay. What street is it near? What cross street is it near?
Ledyard.
Okay. I know exactly where you are now.
Hey, Dale, is there anything posted on the house? Any in the window? Do you see anything? Is it being maintained regularly?
They come in and cut the lawn every couple of weeks, but that's every once in a while. They cleaned up the yard a little bit, but they're not here more than every 2 weeks.
Well, Dale, I think an important point here also is the fact that now we have a systematic process in place.
Mm-hmm.
And through the Western New York Law Center, through Mickey's office, the clerk's office, the county legislature, we can help you. And we can literally bring the experts about to take care of this property, make sure that it's properly maintained. Those trees are trimmed like they should be. So there's something in place now that wasn't there 4 years ago. But with the partnerships that we've created, now we can get something done for you.
That's great.
It's frustrating. I feel your pain, Dale.
So how do you want him to email you? Are you going to get out
you can just go Erie. I know he doesn't want to give his information, his personal information on air, but just Erie.gov/clerk. You'll see Michael Kearns. Just say, hey, Mickey, I talked to you on the radio, but I want to be able to get back to you so we can have a conversation. And if we need to, obviously, we're working with the municipalities. We want to touch base with the electeds out there, too.
All right, Dale?
Yeah, could you repeat your email address, please?
It's Erie.gov/clerk, C-L-E-R-K.
That's the website.
That's the website, 858-6983, and that'll get right to me.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Dale. Thanks for sharing that. To Tonawanda we go, and Roger, good morning. You're next.
Good morning, gentlemen. I got a question. An acquaintance of mine says, going back like 10 years or so, I guess when the housing market fell apart, he hasn't paid his mortgage all that time, but he's still living there. Is that possible?
It is possible. Once again, if the bank files what's called a Liz pending in the clerk's office, that Liz pending, that begins the legal action. The complainant is the bank. And if that's only good for 3 years, one of the things I'm looking to do is I'm looking to cut that off to make it quicker so we can get a quicker turnaround. I'm not going to be accepting in the future the third Liz pendant from the banks. That's 9 years. If they can't get their act together after 9 years. So it's a possibility that the bank, the number one thing is the banks are also paying the taxes. But the thing that's very scary people could say, well, as long as we're getting the tax dollars, they could discharge the mortgage at any time. And if that mortgage is discharged, so I'd have to look into that. If you want to give me the address, you don't have to do it on air. If it's a friend and you want to email me that, erie.gov/clerk, I'll take a look into it for you. You can give me your information, and I can find out how long it's been in the foreclosure process.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, Roger. Roger's line is now free for you here on WBEN. You know the number, 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. You're listening to Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Well, you know that smell when your furnace kicks on for the first time of the year? That smell is the dust, the dead skin cells, the zombies, the bacteria, the mold, the dust mites, and worse, the dust mite feces that are settled on the heat exchanger of your furnace all summer long. Folks, all this unhealthy junk does burn off in a day or two. However, it's only the tip of the iceberg of what's lurking deep down in your ductwork system. Listen carefully. Most people buy duct cleanings in the fall when they smell that awful smell of their furnace roasting the garbage that I've just described. My friends at Indoor Air Professionals want you to know that you'll spend less money to have your air ducts cleaned now simply giving them a call right now at 683-3000. Peter Gordon joins me on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Listening about the zombie, and we have, besides mouse, bird, squirrel, hamster, you know, we get into house pets that we find in the ductwork.
Any zombies?
The bones, no, but bats, so that's close.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we're into the haunted zone. But yeah, it's not healthy to breathe, as you described. And, you know, we are the last day of summer here, I believe, or officially, and the weather looks spectacular. But, you know, it won't be long till we close everything up. And, of course, we're going to get some heat kicking on in the next 2 weeks. I hate to say it. It's nighttime. It always happens the end of September, early October.
Well, we've had a great week, have we not, with the summer like temperatures, and of course the forecast for tomorrow, 85 at the game. It's going to be unbelievable to have our home opener. But you're right, winter is looming, and we need to be ready, and we need to breathe clean indoor air. What's the offer going to be for our Hammer Time Radio audience?
All right, so we have Patty at the office today, and even though we're booking out into the second week of October right now, so you don't want to wait too much longer, Patty is at the phones, and she'll still give you $45 off for a first time.
It was like Mickey was going to say that.
Yeah, 45.
The Irish toe. The Irish brogue.
You know, repeat customers, military, senior, law enforcement, first responders, and all that. So that was.
All right.
And don't forget about our medical grade air purifiers and our high capacity dehumidifiers to help you breathe easier as well.
683. Go ahead. You can tell him. Talk.
Peter, it's Ed Rathier. How you doing?
See you, buddy.
All right.
Okay, good seeing you.
683-3000. 683-3000. Peter, Ed wanted to talk to you. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With indoor air professionals.
For every breath you take.
Oh, you are.
Howard Simon here from Leah Honda.
Yes.
If you're thinking about a new vehicle right now, go where I bought my Honda Accord. Leah Honda, Transit Road, Williamsville. And right now, Leah Honda has unbelievable pricing on SUV leases, just $99 down. Get an all-wheel drive Honda Passport from $299 a month, just $99 down. Drive home an all-wheel drive 8-passenger Pilot from $299 a month, just $99 down. The all-wheel drive CR-V, starting at $289 a month, again, just $99 down. And know this, many offers out there are only front-wheel drive vehicles. These Leah SUV specials are all-wheel drive and keep the family safe with Honda's Safety Sense standard, including blind spot monitors, collision avoidance braking, and lane keep assist. Get to the newly remodeled Leah Honda today.
2019 CR-V EX, 2019 Passport Sport, 2019 Pilot LX. All leases 36 months, 36,000 miles. $99 down payment due at signing. First payment tax and DMV and acquisition fee additional. On approved credit through AHFC minimum 660 FICO or better to qualify. Visit LeahHondaOfWilliamsville.com for more details.
Leah!
The snow is falling softly, the winter wind is whipping around your eaves, but you're enjoying the warmth of a fireplace on this crisp, cool evening. When you think of winter, think of Countryside, Countryside Stove and Chimney. Forget about those cold trips out to the woodpile. Enjoy all the comfort of a wood fire with natural gas. Countryside Stove and Chimney is Western New York's leading retailer of Lopi, Avalon, and Fireplace Extraordinaire gas fireplaces and stoves, with over 80 models of fireplaces and fireplace accessories spread out over the area's largest fireplace showroom. This year, enjoy the cold and comfort, style, convenience, and warmth of your natural gas fireplace from Countryside Stove and Chimney. Natural gas is your best energy value. Learn more at countryside-stoves.com or call us at 652-4118. Countryside Stove and Chimney, Route 16 in Holland. Find the hearth of your home at Countryside Stove and Chimney.
It's gotta be Countryside Stove and Chimney.
Are you thinking about selling an old diamond? Whatever you do, don't sell to anyone until you talk to TAG.
TAG Jewelers buys diamonds.
Quite simply, TAG Jewelers is the area's most trusted diamond dealer. Whether loose or set in jewelry, their experts have the knowledge and expertise to ensure you get the best value for your piece.
TAG Jewelers buys diamonds.
Of course, TAG also buys gold, watches, and coins. But if you have any diamonds to sell, don't risk having them undervalued. You'll get more for your diamond when you go to Western New York's diamond expert.
TAG Jewelers buys diamonds.
If you're thinking of selling, make sure you get what you deserve. Talk to Western New York's most trusted buyer of diamonds, gold, and collectibles. TAG Jewelers in Cheektowaga at 936 Dick Road, just off the 33. House call appointments are also available. Remember, don't sell to anyone until you talk to TAG. Stop in, mention this ad, and get a coupon good for a free watch battery. Visit tagjewelers.com.
Well, fall is right around the corner, and what better place is there for you to finish up those outdoor projects than with the folks at Scranton Surrey Builder Supply and United Materials, where professional advice, service, and creativity move your project forward. Scranton Surrey Builder Supply and United Materials will help you extend the season with our gas burner fire pits, outdoor kitchens, bars, Infratech outdoor heaters. Those are amazing. Bring indoor comfort to outdoor living. Both locations are open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Saturdays are open till noon, and with the area's largest outdoor living space on display 24/7, our team will be there for you at Scranton Surrey Builder Supply on Walden, just east of Transit in Depew, or United Materials on Young Street in Tonawanda. Stop in today. We're here to help you complete that outdoor living space you've longed for and to improve your home's ambiance. Let us become your one-stop supplier of construction materials, and remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:53 is the time here on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez in studio with Mickey Kearns, our Erie County Clerk, and Ed Rath from the Erie County Legislature. And we're speaking about the zombie phenomenon. And is there a zombie home in your property, a house that's been sitting vacant for some time? And a friend, Rick Pilarski, just texted, guys, and he, like I, share in this frustration. He writes, "These bank-owned properties are a joke. They have us come out and look at lots of them, and if they have structural problems, they spend thousands of dollars in engineering drawings and reports and do nothing with them." And I do agree with that. I can't tell you, if we get a call now from a foreclosure mortgage broker, mm-hmm. you know, we usually cringe because 99 out of 100 times, nothing's going to happen with, you know, us kind of coming, trying to come in and save this house from the wrecking ball. They usually never get torn down, though. That's the kind of the other interesting side of that. Somebody does eventually end up living in these houses. Under what conditions, though? Mm-hmm. This is really what I'm mostly concerned about with the phenomenon is how healthy are these houses after they've been sitting empty for so long?
Well, this is your expertise. You know, I'm a legislator, but I do know that when a property sits vacant and abandoned, especially in Buffalo cold winters, we're just talking about turning the heat on, and the moisture and the mold, and that is a detriment to someone's health. And then if you add children to that, it's just totally unacceptable. So to me, I believe this is the biggest issue facing Erie County. If anyone can tell me an issue that impacts the tax base, mm-hmm. that impacts people, neighborhoods, that impacts health and wellness of people living in the community, just think if we could turn these properties around, the tradespeople and the small business people, the work they would have. So to me, this is the number one issue facing our community, but it's a silent issue. And it's almost, I said at one point in time, I don't want to be disrespectful, when we used to talk about the opiate crisis, which we are still facing, until we had some talks about this and it became mainstream where people right. now understand the opiate crisis, people still do not understand, including legislators, not Erie County legislators, but elected officials throughout state of New York, they don't understand what type of crisis we're in when it comes to vacant and abandoned properties.
And I want to add this point, that many properties are stuck in the foreclosure process, mm-hmm. and banks take their own sweet time
right.
to get these homes back sold and repaired.
I don't understand that, though. Because usually I would think that time would be of the essence for everybody involved.
Well, what we've done in the legislature, and Mickey has been the lead champion of this, is we have narrowed the timeline for the foreclosure process. And sometimes it could be 3, 4, 5 years in the past.
More.
Even longer. That's right, in the foreclosure process. Now it's down to 2 years or less. Mm-hmm. So now you have less of a problem home because banks now feel the pressure.
That's certainly good. But what about this? What if we somehow had it that the Erie County Health Department had to be involved with determining whether a house was habitable once it reaches the point where, as I've mentioned and told you examples of, one case, a basement being completely filled with water and the entire house being infested with mold, I would never want anyone to live in that house. Shouldn't that house really be torn down?
You know, listen, the county did it with lead. They mm-hmm. they were, and I know the city of Buffalo, Mayor Brown and the county executive both have made that an issue, which is very, very important. We don't want young people, obviously they can get very ill from lead. So I don't think there's a problem with that. Mm-hmm. And it's something I think the legislature could look at. And I would be happy to bring that as a point of discussion in our Erie County foreclosure task force.
And Dominic, you make a good point about the Erie County Health Department. And it's something that I will work on, because this is an opportunity for the government to mobilize mm-hmm. and to take it to the next level, addressing these problems that are continuing to occur. And if it's a health department, or if it's a point about law enforcement, perhaps tracking some of these homes that could be used for people who are pillaging the houses, per se.
The range of problems that would exist with a home that's been sitting idle, especially if one that's been flooded for an extended period of time, could range from continuing structural issues with, you know, dried out lumber that's cracked and twisted, to reoccurring mold issues, to mechanical issues. The electrical system, I'm sure, was grossly affected and would have to be completely redone. And who knows what else could be in that spectrum of ongoing issues with a house that's been so let go for so long.
And here's a problem. Someone might be listening right now and says, I really don't care. I don't care about this issue. Well, you should care about it if you're an Erie County taxpayer, because if the bank never completes the foreclosure
yeah.
and that property has to be demolished, guess who's paying that bill?
That's right.
It's not going to be the bank, because they've never took full ownership. It's going to be probably the municipality that's going to have to eat that, and you, the taxpayer. So this is an important issue. And if you're listening at home,
that's why they don't get torn down, Mickey.
Correct.
Exactly why. The Western New York Law Center, available to counsel anyone who's sitting in the position of having to go to foreclosure?
Correct. And there's no income limitations on the Western New York Law Center. They've been working on this. They're one of the not-for-profit experts mm-hmm. that deal with this issue and many other financial
issues. How does a homeowner access the Western New York Law Center?
Western New York Law Center.
Okay.
And Dominic, an important point is that we now have the way to prevent and address these problems across all of our neighborhoods, across all of Western New York. So the residents need to know that the tools are there. Let us go to work for you.
I want to thank you both for being proactive in this area. It's an important area, as you said, Mickey, probably one of the most important. And it's to your credit that we have gotten as far as we have with eradicating zombie. Ed, thank you for embracing that as well at the Erie County Legislature. Thank you both for your time this Saturday morning.
No, thank you, Dominic.
Thank you again. And ErieCountyClerkZombies.com. You can email Mickey at Erie.gov.
And we need these properties. Please, we need these properties. We'll keep it confidential if you email me.
All right. Have a great week. Go Bills. We'll see you tomorrow at the game. And remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.